Day 8. She prunes the apes of reason, turning their wool into a sow's ears. One quick look, a pistol shot, a Polaroid, the bamboo in a nimbus, bent over just enough to allow her soft tattoos to plunder out G. We went to Rio for the riots, a city carved from cheese and placed in a cluster of glass grapes. I suspect one of the grapes is full of soft, wet words. When the sun sets, it all slides off into a tin can full of gravel. The speckled pudenda, upended by the befriended, who within labored the bend, what can be sent to mend the cleansed fender? I am Irish sleeping tablet, cleaved by a groove. During the first Polaroid riots, I had somehow come up with the idea that I could survive the initial debacle by watching vast amounts of television on a portable set installed in a gas station laboratory. It worked, sort of. The bacteria batteries wore down. Night fell against the riverbanks, headbands, bardic half-truths, arpeggios, California racetrack, mink radish today. This prink thaw is fake lamb, all ablaze against the golden burnished Easter cake fires. If I stay up all night eating and letting the music solitaire bounce inside my head, will the streets be calmer? Will I be able to sleep against the clattering of raw daylight that breaks car doors over my head? Beneath this tree, leaves in the wind tumble under the seated travelers. The vision is a vision after all. Cold blue sky, water, a few clouds moving slowly into the sky. Or bowl impediments, giant insect radios. That crow, a slow implement taster, made an album and filled it with screaming guppies. The reliable sun, waiting to explode, grew dense and angry, shooting lewd plumes of fire at the curving time gaps. Traditional orbits aped the funnel. Debris fell into the ocean. On a map of America where the little red lines intersected singing, it's only a small collection he got from Tennessee Williams. No caps, though. And little boxing marks. Ladies plaiting the bows of wild men. Barnyard animals in frosted morality play, singing gold letters. In the middle of that woods, a giraffe with milky eyebrows smoked in the Savoy satellite. Undersea mockings embarrassed cigarettes, spared the walking chandelier's Amish mockery, smote Amish dead, making eyebrows spoke in sneaks. A monk for your thoughts, spoke Penny the Ape Girl, already cured like a diabetic ham, beside the pile of chicken parts on the sideboard. Where is everyone? He screamed into the radio.